It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in franchise history. Chris, Giants franchise history is full of great games, but this one takes us back to April the 27th of 1965. Now, the season is just getting underway. This is the 12th game of the year for the San Francisco Giants. The Philadelphia Phillies are at Candlestick Park to take on the Giants. Let me give you the lineup in this one, Chris. First of all, it's Herman Franks' first year of managing the San Francisco Giants. Tony Taylor leads it off for the Phillies. Richie Allen at third base. Johnny Callison. Wes Covington. Tony Gonzalez. Dick Strangelove Stewart. Clay Dalrymple, who broke up Marichal's no-hitter in his debut. Ruben Amaro and Jim Bunning. For the Giants, Chris, his lineups always get me. Matty Alou. Hal Lanier. Willie Mays. McCovey. Jay Alou. Tom Haller. Davenport. Jose Pagan and Gaylord Perry on the hill. So that's the way it sets up. The Phillies, this is their 12th game of the year coming up as well. They're 6-5 coming in. The Giants are 5-7 coming into this game. So it's early 1965.
Early 1965, which means echoes of 1964 were still in the air. Phillies had to still be stinging after that 1964 collapse of theirs, where they led by what? Was it 6 games with 10 to play, or 4.5 with 10 to play? Something just ridiculous. And, this was largely the same Philly lineup that endured that collapse. So, every day was business for them at this point, even though it was the early part of the season. As for the Giants, maybe not so impressive record, but they knew they'd get their bats going eventually. And on this day, they certainly did.
Well, it's two Hall of Famers going at it with Jim Bunning and Gaylord Perry. How about that? As we get underway, and Chris, as you said, this is a crazy game. Listen to some of these scoring innings, fans, as we take you through this game. We won't give you all of them because we only have a shorter show to do today. We can only do about 10 minutes. But Phillies first. Tony Taylor gets a base hit. Richie Allen gets a base hit and goes to second and third on a pass ball by Tom Haller. Wes Covington, former Milwaukee Brave, hero of the 57-58 World Series for the Braves, gets a base hit. Phillies up 2-0. All right, Giants come to bat against Jim Bunning. Hal Lanier triples. Mays grounds out to short. They play the infield back. Gene Mauk did that. Giants score a run. It's 2-1. McCovey gets hit by a pitch. Jay Alou, Jesus Alou, a triple to make it 2-2. And Tom Haller, a base hit. And at the end of one, the Giants are up 3-2. We go to the Phillies' third. Lightning strikes again and again and again. Richie Allen, a home run, 3-3. Wes Covington, home run. This is off Gaylord Perry, 4-3. Tony Gonzalez, home run, 5-3. Three homers in a row for the Phils. They lead 5-3 as we go to the bottom of the third. The Giants not to be outdone. Hal Lanier, a base hit. Mays, a base hit. And big stretch. McCovey comes up, number 44, and knocks one over the right field wall at Candlestick.
McCovey's army out in right, and the kids come out of the bleachers out there and station themselves behind the right field wall, hopeful of getting a souvenir baseball when McCovey is at bat. Count is 1-2 now to McCovey. Swung on and hit deep to right. This one is going, going. It's all gone. Into the bleachers for a long home run for McCovey. Well, McCovey hit one foul, but that one he straightened out and sailed it out across the 375 sign. Into the bleachers and deep into the bleachers. He hit that one a ton.
It is now 6-5 in favor of the Giants for home run number 3 in this early season for Willie McCovey.
Managers love those three-run homers, as they say, Marty, and Willie McCovey was great at providing that sort of thing. Again, you've already mentioned what a game this is. Some of these players, Richie Allen, or Dick Allen, whatever you want to call him, one of the best hitters not to be in the Hall of Fame, that's for sure. And, Willie Mack was still dividing, his playing time with Cepeda, but he sure didn't miss too many chances to do damage when they presented themselves.
Well, Herman Franks managing the Giants and Gene Mauk managing the Phillies. We go to the fourth inning. Bobby Henley, the lefty, who'd come over from the Milwaukee Braves, is in for the Giants. Clay Dalrymple. Chris, Clay Dalrymple hits a home run. He was from mid-California. As I say, he got that hit in the eighth inning off Marichal to break up his no-hitter on his first game in the big leagues. Homers to make it 6-6. Johnny Callison hits a three-run homer if the Phillies score another run, and now they're up 10-6, top of the fourth. We now move on, as they say, action moves on to the seventh inning. The Giants are down 11-7. Mays gets a double. McCovey gets a double. Boy, how about them back-to-back, 11-8. Jim Rayhart, a two-run triple, makes it 11-10. Ed Bailey, a sacrifice fly, and all of a sudden, after seven, this game is tied up 11-11. We now move to the Phillies' ninth. Bob Shaw is in there. Frank Lindsay has pitched for the Giants, the wonderful closer they had in the 60s. All right, Phillies are down 13-11 in the ninth inning. This is an amazing game at Candlestick. Ruben Amaro gets a sacrifice fly to drive in a run. It's 13-12. Tony Taylor gets a bases-loaded walk from Bob Shaw, driving in a run, makes it 13-13. And Bobby Del Greco, Chris, is playing for the Phillies, and he got a walk in that inning. I just like saying his name. And Orlando Cepeda told me what a great defensive outfielder Bobby Del Greco was. He was from the city of Pittsburgh, and he ended up with the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, Bob Shaw gets out of the inning. We go to the ninth inning. It's 13-13 going to the ninth. Ed Roebuck is in for the Phillies, the former Dodger. Remember in 62, he was on the mound in that fatal playoff game, game three against the Dodgers, and gave up the shot off his glove by Mays and eventually lost the lead in that game. But he's on for the Phillies as we go to the Giants in the bottom of the ninth.
I don't know if Ed Roebuck ever had any flashbacks when he'd faced the Giants, but I know if I were him, I'd have trouble getting what's going on in the past between him and San Francisco, and we'll let the fans find out what happened in this one.
Well, this is a good one. We go to the bottom of the ninth as Cap Peterson flies out to center field. Bob Schroeder, ground ball down to Tony Taylor. He flips to Stewart. He's out of there. And this brings up light-hitting Matty Alou. Now, he's the second of the three Alou brothers, of course, Felipe and Matty, and then we had Jesus Alou, who's in the game. And, Chris, Ed Roebuck was known for a sinker, for keeping the ball down. He was a little bit of an underarm type of thrower. And he got one belt-high to Matty Alou, and he turned on it, and believe it or not, Matty Alou, Chris, hit his first home run of the year, a walk-off, and the Giants win the game 14-13 over the Phillies to run their record to 6-7. The Phillies are 6-6. The win goes to Shaw. He is 1-1. The loss goes to Roebuck. He is 0-1. When we look at the pitching lines, Jim Bunning, 2 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs. Perry, 3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs. And they are long gone when this one is decided. 14-13, the Giants win it over the Philadelphia Phillies. How do you like that, Chris?
Amazing baseball, Mark. You just, you know, all-time greats, you know, established stars, Hall of Famers. You know, when they get together like this, you're getting a lot of times you would have this kind of result. I mean, it was just great. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. National League baseball from maybe the mid-50s to the early 70s, that was about as good as it gets in this sport.
No, I agree. I love doing these shows because every time we go through both lineups and say these names of Callison, Covington, Dick Stewart, then you get the Giants and Mays, McCovey, Hart, Haller, you know, and it's just incredible. So Richie Allen in the game, 2 homers. He's got 4 in the year. He went 4-for-6. McCovey drove in 4 in this game. The first 6 hitters for the Giants, Alou, Lanier, Mays, McCovey, Alou, and Haller, 14-for-27, Chris, in the game, and they were the entire offense, really, for the Giants. They win at 14-13. And for the Giants, it's a big win. This season goes down to the very end. The Dodgers win the pennant 1965. 97-65. The Giants end up 2 back, 95-67. Of course, the Dodgers go on to beat the Minnesota Twins in the World Series with Koufax pitching Game 7 on 2 days' rest. Jim Mudcat Grant had a terrific series for the Minnesota Twins. But, Chris, this is one when it was all all said and done on this date of April 27th. Dodgers 8-4, Phillies 6-6, Giants 6-7, and even the New York Mets early in the season 6-8 on the year. Chris, this was another one that that I really enjoyed.
Me too, Morgan. I just wish they'd had a video of that somewhere. It would be great to see.
Well, can you imagine being a fan going out to see this one? That's why I enjoy doing these shows. Fans, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for three generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.